You're going to hear that, time permitting, because I don't know. Is this interview going to go like the last one did? Principal Chris Walker, Muncie Central High School. You were listening on the way in today to the program and heard Sheriff Skinner, yes?
I sure did, and yeah. you had me all nervous.
But why?
Well, I thought maybe I was supposed to take the baton from Sheriff Skinner and ask you questions, yeah, and I was not prepared for that.
Yeah,
so.
that's not happening.
Okay, good.
That may be the one and only, you know. Well, I mean, if you're bored and you say, hey, Steve, can I do what Skinner did that one time? Maybe.
All right.
Let's talk about all things Muncie Central High School now. Well, we're past the Christmas break, so we're on the home stretch now,
right?
We are.
You know, when folks say, hey, how's it going? It's a typical phrase right now for us in the world of education is we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Halfway to the end of the school year. But, yeah, we've had our winter break and been back at school just almost 2 weeks now. We had this rare phenomenon the last couple of days where we had two-hour delays. Our staff was, as we were in our last faculty meeting last week, as we're getting geared up for this semester, and you start talking about, okay, here's what happens with weather closings and delays and our bell schedules and this and that. And we look back on the last year, and we didn't have a single delay or a single day of cancellation all of last school year. So it was a rare phenomenon.
Really?
For us.
Yes.
All of last year.
I didn't realize that.
We avoided all of that.
So we were out of practice.
We were out of practice.
I bet we got in practice.
But I think our students enjoyed sleeping in. And then this morning, when we were back at our normal time, I said 3-day weekend, 2 days back-to-back of sleeping in, and here we go. We're at our normal time, but a very smooth start to second semester. Shout out to our guidance counselors, our school counselors. Do a fantastic job making sure everybody's got their schedule ready to go. Our teachers are doing a great job, and students are doing a great job. So we have hit the ground running and are already 2 weeks into this new semester.
Getting construction updates in a little bit with Principal Walker. Let's go girls wrestling first.
Absolutely. We had a chance to celebrate two of our Bearcats qualified for the girls wrestling state finals, which was held at Kokomo this past Friday. We actually hosted the semi-state at the field house. But something that was unique, our girl wrestlers went up to Rochester for the semi-state, mm-hmm. which was their normal route.
Oh, they didn't get to stay here.
They didn't get to stay here because we were hosting for Newcastle, who had a conflict. So, but it worked out great, and we were excited to host the semi-state. Great venue for that. A lot of rave reviews from the Coaches Association and those that participated. But then at Rochester, we had two of our girls. Yeah. Akira Jones and Lexi Edwards that qualified for the state finals and wrestled last Friday over at Kokomo. So we were really glad to have two of our Bearcats make it all the way to the state finals for girls wrestling this year. And Steve, I know you know this. You keep your thumb on the ground and with everything around East Central Indiana. And girls wrestling is a big deal now, and we're really excited.
How long has it been around?
Oh, man, it's been around for probably 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
We've all the way back to my first couple of years, Brooke Jackson, who was a wrestler for us, ended up making the state finals 2 years in a row and was a state runner-up 1 year, but it has just gained momentum every year, and it is an emerging sport right now with the Indiana High School Athletic Association. So we're excited about the growth of girls wrestling and our two Bearcats that represented us at the state finals.
Principal Walker, WMUN, interviewing and talking about All-State Honor Band and Choir.
Yeah, so we also had a couple of our students participate this past weekend up in Fort Wayne. The Indiana School, their State Music Association for ISMA. And we're really excited to have three of our students that were selected to participate in All-State Honor Programs with the band. We had one of our students, Lucy Williams, who was selected to participate in the Junior All-State Band. And then we had two students selected to participate in the All-State Honors Choir, Carmen Maxwell and Jonah Smith. And talked to Mr. Sager, who attended, was one of our assistant band directors, and Nathan Jones, our choir director. Our students did a fantastic job, and it's always nice to have our Bearcats represented around the state, but they did a great job this past weekend in Fort Wayne, participating in the Junior Honor Choir and the Junior Band. So we appreciate it.
I was in choir in Little Falls Community High School all those many years ago. I was the starring role in the musical, perhaps you've heard of it, Where's Charlie? It was not good.
Was that before or after your performance as a tree?
Way after. The tree performance outshined my operetta appearance. Construction updates around Muncie Central High School. What's up?
That's a great segue, Steve.
Thank
you're
you.
Good at this.
I'm no Tony Skinner.
No. We've got a lot going on at Muncie Central. Everybody knows that.
Sure.
And we're really excited about the progress so far. So it's we've got things that are going above ground now, Steve,
that's
in
nice.
Both of our projects. So all of that site work and the utility work and all the things that go on before you can start erecting part of the building, very crucial parts of the construction process. But you look out and you feel like, well, are they doing anything?
Is that big thing in the middle of the parking lot, is that the elevators in the center of the building or
I
something?
Thought it was. It's actually the stairwell.
Stairwell. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it
All
is the
right.
Stairwell, and it's now, when I left this morning to come down,
yep.
It's wrapped in the tarps and the protective coverings so the masons can get in there and do their thing.
Progress.
But they're projecting that steel will be delivered and start being erected on the YMCA project here in the next week or so.
Wow.
So we'll start to see the kind of the skeleton of that building coming along. They're doing a fantastic job. They've even kind of told us, hold your breath, that they were scheduled to shut down Walnut Street here in the next couple
right,
of months to get
that.
A crane in there to
sure.
do some things.
Yep.
Right now, they think they can do that without shutting down Walnut
oh,
Street.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good for our listeners, and hopefully that'll hold true. And then as far as our football and soccer and track locker room facility, that is coming along. Site utilities are done. Underground electrical's done. Weather was a little bit of a problem this week
no.
with the cold temperatures.
Meteorologist
but they,
principal here.
But they will, they're looking at pouring the concrete slab probably early of next week, and then we'll start seeing walls go up at the locker room facility at the football stadium.
Couple
so
of minutes
are,
left here.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we get everything in. Muncie Central principal Chris Walker, Saturday boot camp. What's
yeah.
that?
Well, it's SAT boot camp, so that's
oh.
my little chicken scratch there.
Sorry.
Yeah, SAT.
I know what SAT is.
Yeah.
I did terrible.
Well, hey.
I did.
The SAT boot camp for us was, we did that actually just yesterday with our students, even on a delay, and we have a session coming up for our teachers at our next early release day at the end of the month on January the 30th. But really, the big deal of bringing it up on your airwaves is we have a great partnership with an organization called Gear Up. They're out of Purdue. There's 9 high schools in the state of Indiana that are considered Gear Up high schools. We're fortunate to be one of them. Tom Lyon, our old athletic director, mm-hmm. I should say former. He's not necessarily that old, but a former
yeah,
athletic
he is.
Director.
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, he is.
Tom's listening.
Hi, Tom.
He'll tell me about it. But he is our regional director, does a fantastic job, but it's an awesome experience for our students to kind of have a sneak peek at kind of the ins and outs of not necessarily the types of questions that they'll see, but how to answer those questions and how to really dive into performing well on the SAT. And had 2 students stop me yesterday right after the program, the boot camp was over, and thanked me for them being able to attend, and they really thought it would be helpful. So thanks to Tom and Gear Up for helping our kids and our teachers be successful as they navigate the SAT.
All right, excellent. Final item here, talking about the schedule for next school year already.
When
yeah.
I wrote this down, Steve, we're scheduling for 24-25 already.
Gotta do
it's
it.
That time of year.
Yeah.
We're in classrooms right now. Our counselors are getting those course requests for our current 9th, 10th, and 11th graders. But big thing that we want to make sure that our families are aware of is coming up on February the 8th, all of our current 8th graders will be hosting our incoming 9th grader open house and scheduling night on Thursday, February the 8th. It'll start at 5:30. It'll be there at the high school in the student center in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. So we'll communicate that out a ton between now and then, but letting our families know that we're ready to welcome our future Bearcats, our 9th graders for next year in, and get their schedules ready to go. But we're hot and heavy at planning for next school year as we speak.
As we are talking on January the 18th, on time, everything's good at the school there for the Muncie Community Schools and Muncie Central High School. Can you predict what the 19th will be like? Have you heard there's a snow chance?
Yeah.
Listen
to Paul
inches.
Poteet on
sure,
one
sure.
of your other stations
sure,
as
he's
well.
On this one, too.
And,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
3 inches, maybe.
Projecting.
Yeah,
we'll see. This
yeah.
time tomorrow,
well,
we'll
yeah.
see. But my wife,
yeah.
God love Katie, she said she doesn't know if we'll even be in school tomorrow. So that's her bold prediction.
We, like a trick leg or
yeah,
something
I don't
to
know.
Help with that?
I don't know. I hope not, because we don't want to make those days up at the end of the year. But
that right, yeah.
But we'll see. I don't know.
Stay with the radio, folks. We tell you when they tell us. Principal Walker, always a pleasure.
Steve, appreciate you. I hope you and Nancy had a great holiday, and
yep.
looking forward to being with you as we progress through this semester. And, hey, go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. More in a moment. WMUN.